Good morning. For the last few weeks, when we've been able to come to Mass, we did have that one weekend where there was not many people at Mass, but for the last few weeks, we've been talking about the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, and today is Commitment Sunday. So after having talked and preached, prepared, prayed about the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, today throughout the diocese, all the pastors will be speaking at all the Masses at all the parishes about the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, where all of us together can make a pledge, if we've not made a pledge already, to support the Bishop in his works. What I plan on doing is to say a few words about our readings, our first reading in Gospel. Then our Bishop has written a letter to all of us on this occasion of Commitment Sunday, a letter from the Bishop speaking about the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. And then I'll walk us through the pledge process again. If we've not done that already, we don't plan on doing it at home online. So first of all, our readings are really excellent in terms of the coinciding with what the Bishop's Lenten Appeal is all about. We heard in our first reading, God speaking to the people, speaking to all of us through the prophet Isaiah, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Something God wants us to do in terms of caring for each other. As we hear this given to us, we realize that some of these things are difficult for us to do simply because of our limited resources as an individual. But if we are together, perhaps as a parish, or better still, as a diocese, under our bishop, our individual efforts can be multiplied, and many more individuals can be cared for than simply on our own. And so, as I mentioned, this is a good connection with the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, something God wants us to do, and as we do it, we can see where the effort is multiplied and more good is accomplished because it's done under the auspices and in union with our bishop, all of us together throughout the diocese. Our gospel says to us, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, speaking to us, you are the light of the world. Just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Again, we are called to do good deeds, and like Jesus says, as we do them, others see our good deeds and glorify our Heavenly Father. When we come together as a parish, as a diocese, under our bishop, then these good deeds are seen more clearly, more definitively, and so there's more glory given to our Heavenly Father. So again, we have this multiplying effect. I want to read now words of our bishop to all of us on this Commitment Sunday for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this year's Bishop's Lenten Appeal, In Christ We Are One, reminds us that we are never alone on our journey of faith. In baptism, the Lord gathers us into one body and calls us to share his love with all we meet. Each day across our diocese, your generosity makes this unity visible and tangible. Through the BLA, you stand with our seminarians preparing for priestly service, support our parishes and missions, accompany families through Catholic charities, and help form disciples among children, youth, young adults, and the elderly. You bring Christ's light to those who are suffering, searching, or feel far from the church. I invite you to join me in making a sacrificial gift to this year's Bishop's Lenten Appeal. I ask you especially to consider a recurring monthly commitment, which allows your generosity to continue bearing fruit throughout the year and may enable you to make a greater gift in thanksgiving for God's goodness. Thank you for all the ways you live the truth that in Christ we are one. Be assured of my prayers for you and your loved ones during this holy season of Lent. Sincerely in Christ, Most Reverend Michael F. Burbidge, Bishop of Arlington. So there, succinctly, beautifully, we have our bishop summing up the kinds of things, the main things that are supported by the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. And he is describing his work. He also describes his work in a very short video that he put out for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. It is on our parish website. It's also on the diocesan website. And I want to invite all of you to look at it when you get the chance, perhaps sometime today. It's just short, maybe 2 minutes at most. But it's the bishop talking. But in addition to the bishop talking, they have clips from various videos which the diocese has made in this past year. And you will see someone on that video that you know very well, and that is Father Briggs. This past year, just a few months ago, a video was made, a reel, maybe a minute or 2 minutes long, and basically it was one day in the life of a priest, and so it had Father Briggs going through his daily activities, and he was being filmed. And so the particular clip that's shown about him, and maybe that's maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds long, he was telling us, we were talking about this yesterday in the rectory, that he was visiting an elderly couple in the parish. He had anointed both of them, and he said, interestingly enough, that the funeral for the man who's in that video just took place in the last week or so. It didn't take place here. He was from New Jersey, so he went back to New Jersey. He was taken back to New Jersey for his funeral. But I think this video, and please do have a look at it, and seeing our own Father Briggs in the video really sums up what the Bishop's Lenten Appeal is all about. Father Briggs was recently ordained, 3 or 4 years ago, he was ordained. So our Bishop's Lenten Appeal, which we've been doing here for years, doing the diocese for probably decades, supported him in his training. And so we, over the years, giving to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, had Father Briggs trained, comes here to serve. He goes recently, last couple months, to see this elderly couple. He anoints them. This one man dies. Because of that anointing, because of the church's service of that man and his own fidelity, that man right now may be in heaven. That is the work of the church, the work of Jesus Christ, the work of our local church under our bishop, Bishop Burbage, is to usher us into heaven. That does take money to do. It took money to educate, prepare Father Briggs to become a priest. And so then, again, I want to encourage you to have a look at that video, because in seeing that video, you can see it all kind of coming together here for us at St. Philip. The bishop's goal, he's emphasizing, is that we have 100% participation with all the households of the parish. He said to us, let the people know the gift size doesn't matter. I just want everyone to be a part of this, the whole parish, all the households. To maximize your gift, as in years past, there's a matching gift, and that is $300,000 from generous donors. So for first-time donors, first-time persons giving to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, whatever you give will be matched by this amount. And so then if you're giving $50 for the first time, that will be matched, so your $50 becomes $100. If you're giving $2,000, that'll become $4,000, and so on. So your gift is matched dollar for dollar for first-time donors. For returning donors, which is probably most of us, any increase in your gift will be matched. So let's say last year we gave $1,000, this year we want to give $2,000, that extra $1,000 will be matched by this matching gift. So something to keep in mind if you're giving for the first time, or if you're thinking of increasing, your increase will be multiplied by, it'll be doubled. Now, we want to come to the pledge time. So in your pews, you will find these envelopes. If you could just take these envelopes right now. And one of the main things you'll see, excuse me. One of the main things you'll see on the front of the envelope, on this side, is a chance to scan. It says scan here. And for those who want to do this on your smartphone, just scan there. And you know how to do the rest. You would just scan it, select a gift, and you don't need to return the envelope. You just leave the envelope as it is with the pencil in it. For those who want do not want to use a smartphone, but want to use this envelope, then please open it up, and inside you'll find a pencil. Take the pencil out, and at the top of the flap, you'll see the usual section that has name, address, and other information. So if you could fill that information out now. Again, this is for those people who are not making their gift, their donation online on your smartphone right now. As you get to the bottom of that section where you're filling in name, address, email address, things like that, at the end of that section, with the lines you fill in, there's a very important line that says, please credit my gift to the following parish. Then it says parish name. I assume most of you are parishioners here at St. Philip, and so we want to make sure, please do put down St. Philip there. Please write down St. Philip. Because each parish has its goal, and so that by you putting St. Philip on there, St. Philip gets credit for your gift, and that way we're moving closer and closer to our goal. If you're not with St. Philip Parish, then whatever parish you are with, go ahead and put that parish down. Underneath where it says parish name, there are three boxes. One says, I already have made a gift pledge to the BLA. If that's the case, then just check that box and don't fill out any more. The next is, I am unable to make a gift pledge to the BLA today, which is certainly possible for some of us. If that's the case, just check that. If you plan on including a check or cash, make sure the check is made out to BLA, just those three letters, BLA, which stands for Bishop's Lenten Appeal. And so if there's going to be a check or cash, just check that box. And then we come down to the second, the lower half of the envelope. And this is where you can look at the giving options. And the first we've discussed already, that's using the scanning code, using your smartphone to pay. So if you want to do that, the next option is monthly recurring, which our bishop mentions. If you're going to do that, check that off. And I decided to do that this year. It's the first time it's been offered that whatever I'm giving each month would just continue through the year, even till next year. So next year, I'm sure what the church will be doing is calling us to consider what we're doing and see if we need to increase that or we need to decrease it. So that's a possibility. Option three, a one-time gift. And option four, pledge payments over 10 months. So look to the right-hand side of the envelope over here now, and you can see where you can check off or write in what your pledge is going to be. And as you check that off, you don't have to include anything. You can include the whole gift or part of the gift, but just indicate what is enclosed, what your total amount is, what's enclosed, and what your balance is. And for those who have a balance, then you'll be receiving notifications every month. And on those notifications, to pay your pledge, you can pay by credit card. You just put the information at that point. So once this is all filled out, if you take the pencil out, make sure the pencil is out, and then seal the envelope. There's a sticky part at the top, as per usual. Seal that envelope and close it. And then if you turn the envelope around to this side, in the upper left-hand corner of this side is a box that says, please print first and last name. If you could do that, that helps us as we organize these pledges and forward them to the diocese. So as you finish with these envelopes, I want to invite our ushers to come forward, and they have baskets, and they'll take your envelopes, they'll take your pencils. And as the envelopes are collected, my just last word is, on behalf of Bishop Burbidge, thank you to all of you, whether now or already or in the future, whatever you're pledging, thank you for that. It keeps our diocese going. It keeps the work of God going. And the kinds of things we hear in today's first reading and our gospel are accomplished in a grand scale because of your generosity. So on behalf of Bishop Burbidge, thank you very much.